Michael Faulkner.
Yes.
Mick Orff.
Hello.
Dustin Sullivan.
That's me.
And we are the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Part two.
Now.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 311 in San Diego. The 2012 holiday season is upon us, which means that with the ultimate Christmas show abridged, it's our busiest time of the year. Once again, we will have two companies out there performing the Christmas show around the country. And in San Diego, Michael Faulkner and Mick Orff will be returning to San Diego Repertory Theater, and they'll be joined by Dustin Sullivan, who's performed with us around the world. Last week, as all six of us were brushing up on the Christmas show, I sat down with Dustin, Michael, and Mick to find out what they've been up to and to reminisce about previous trips to San Diego. So, you are seasoned, wily veterans, all three of you, of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Michael, I believe you've been in the company the longest of...
It was 11 years this past summer.
Wow, 2001.
2001. Okay. I joined at Kennedy Center 2001 with my first performance.
Wow. Ooh, first performance at the Kennedy. That's not right. It's a classic. Your first performance at the Kennedy Center was like you've been performing with us for years, for decades. And your second performance.
We won't talk about the second one.
What are the classic second night letdowns in theater history?
And of course, it was one of those things where while you're in it, you don't realize how it's going. And I saw your face afterwards, and it was quite clear.
I took so many notes just in the first minute and a half. And I went, oh, forget it. It's going to be one of those shows. Never mind. You know what happens. It happens. Mick Orff, when was your first show at the RC?
I think this month or so is the 7th anniversary of when I auditioned for the RC.
Okay.
And then that spent that December rehearsing in the Backyard Books with Brent Tubbs and you.
That's right.
To send me away with Michael here.
To go off to Europe.
Holland, and we touched in Belgium a little bit, but mostly a six-week tour of Holland.
Right.
And then a month in Buffalo.
And Dustin, you had a kind of a circular route to the RSE, didn't you?
Yeah, it was also just about 7 years ago when Reed cast me to do a production at St. Louis Rep. And it was kind of like an outside sit-down production.
Right, a non-RSE production.
Yeah. And then you guys vanished from my life for a little while.
Just a short while.
And then I got the phone call saying, hey, how would you like to do the tour in Ireland
right.
a year and a half later, which was a fantastic way to actually jump in.
And well, that St. Louis show was with the guy who now beats up food all across the world.
Yeah, yes. Adam Richmond, host of Man V Food.
Yes. It's really the perfect job for him. I mean,
is that same Adam Richmond from 8 is Enough? The littlest kid on it?
Different.
Oh,
different.
I'm sorry.
Different.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I appreciate seeing the joy in your face when you asked.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, you did a show with the kid from 8 is Enough, who's probably, a man now.
So Dustin, how many shows have you done with the RSC now?
This is the third different show. I started with All the Great Books, which I did many times in a row, and then I finally jumped into History of America Abridged, and now, the Christmas show, so number three.
Number three, and Michael, Michael, how many shows have you done?
I've done all of them except Millennium.
All of them except Millennium, and same with you, Mick.
All the shows with the exception of the Millennium one. Yeah, I did this.
Although, yes. If you count my car, I have done Millennium.
In what way?
Well, I sing along to it in my car.
Oh, okay. That counts. Then yes. Okay. So then, Mick, I think he has you. Michael has you.
He's got me beat. Congratulations. You sing along to the Millennium musical in your car. You beat my ass on that one.
Listen, I do it too. That might be the only way that the Millennium ever gets done again is in people's cars, sadly. Western civilization may it rest in pieces.
Yes. Austin's like, hey, D, Reed, let's take a long car drive. Oh my gosh, look what I found. It's the CD. I've got it in the glove box. Well, let's just do it. Let's do it. When we do our blocking, you move to a different spot in the car and we'll just...
That's the blocking was about that sophisticated. But when you haven't been, seven, 11, and 14, that's 25 years. That's a quarter century of RSC performing years amongst the three of you.
That's depressing.
No, that's awesome.
Seasoned, grizzled veteran. veterans. Quarter of a century experience under their belts.
Well, and you've all been quite busy doing other things. In addition to the RSC, Mick, we'll start with you because you recently moved and you've been doing quite a lot.
Yes. Acting-wise, I've done a couple of plays and a bunch of shows with the RSC, even in my absence from Los Angeles.
Well, yeah, you're on the East Coast now, where real theater people reside.
Real theater folks live as close as possible to New York City.
Yeah, they'll love this in San Diego.
And then, of course, they live in Southern California as well. Those are the only two places.
The only two.
Where Wiley Theater people live.
Except for the Chicago, the great theater town where I live.
I've not heard great things about the Chicago theater scene. I'm sorry. They got Steppenwolf or something there. Yeah. A couple of hacks.
Yeah, nothing, not much.
Anyway.
Didn't you do some online films? Did you do a couple of Onion? Weren't you on the Onion?
I was on an episode of the Onion News Network. It was very fun.
There is some of the finest deadpan acting ever on the Onion News Network.
They're very serious. And it's just, it's really fun. It's really fun. They had a show of it. I don't know if it's still on or not. Mm-hmm. And then also the online version of the same show. But it's, they're very serious. Right. They're very deadpan. It's just like the newspaper.
Well, and Dustin, you have become Mr. Musical Comedy, both on stage and off. Tell us a little bit about the tour.
the Little House tour?
Yeah.
That's impressive. That ended a couple years ago. Yeah, it was a nice, big, long 10-month tour. As I said in the previous podcast, Melissa Gilbert, the star of the show. And it was lovely working with her. And
isn't there a new uprising celebrity out of that show as well? First Adam Richman in books, and now the girl on The X Factor.
Oh, my goodness. Right, yes. So Carly Rose Sonnenclair was this amazing 10-year-old girl in our show who had a voice. She only sang a few notes in the entire show, but every time she opened her mouth, everyone was like, "What is that?" And now here we are a couple years later, and she's one of the finalists on X Factor, and every song she sings, people are losing their minds over because she's just otherworldly.
She doesn't even get insulted by Simon Cowell. That's good.
That's how good she is. But also, in addition to performing in musicals, you are now a creator, a content creator, as we say
in the thing
Web 2.0.
Apparently, yeah. Who knew? We've finally finished a first full draft of a musical we were working on called Dust and Shadow, which is an adaptation of a novel written a few years ago, and it's about Sherlock Holmes investigating the Ripper killings. And we just
so it's a toe-tapping good time, in other words.
I mean, comedy from beginning to end. I mean, actually, it could have been. I know there are other musicals, like there's one that is called Ripper!
Right,
it is like dark, good times. But no, we go for the full-out, upsetting.
Well, and I've heard some of the songs, and they are creepy.
No.
But also, that one song that Holmes sings is funny in its way, too.
I would like to think so. Yeah. That was the goal. Yeah. And it's been a lot of fun to work on. We just had a couple industry readings and had some great people show up. So we're waiting to see if I can make millions of dollars and blow this town.
Yeah, you never have to perform again. But you weren't. We talked about this a little bit on the previous podcast. But you're not. You didn't set out to become Mr. Musical Comedy. But you just got this. But you have a great voice. You have a fantastic voice. So you fooled them. You said you know that voice. He can't dance a lick, but his voice.
I really, really can't. Seriously, Little House. Thank goodness there was just like a quick little clogging, like boom, 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 ha-cha, and you're done.
Well, it's great too because you get to. All of you get to sing in the Christmas show, so that's really
how much
fun.
Music there is in this show.
I do too. It is so much fun to harmonize.
Yeah,
and Michael, nobody can watch TV in the last couple of months without seeing Michael Faulkner.
Ready for the segue?
Yeah.
So you were speaking about people that work with Dustin becoming famous. The guy, the X Factor girl, and the kid from San Diego, and now Michael Faulkner, who has worked with Dustin.
That's right.
Faulkner is the new famous guy.
I don't think doing a commercial like that makes you famous.
Well,
I have been recognized by a stranger, but they don't know my name, and I'm okay with that.
I don't know the name of the X Factor.
It's the VW Passat commercial where you're stuck at the light and you're air drumming to Rush. That's you.
Fly by Night. Yes, that's me.
Say it a little bit.
My night away from here. You gotta go falsetto if you're gonna do Geddy Lee. Yeah.
But the reason you got the gig is from throwing the stick up. That's gotta be we want that guy.
Yeah, the stick toss, I think, is what booked me.
Yeah.
Finally. In the final analysis.
That's great. No, it's great. But, you know, we hang on. We do theater for all of our lives, and more people see you in this one dopey 30-second commercial than anything else.
Exactly. I mean, and more people saw me when I was on The Tonight Show being tasered by Simon Cowell. So it's just those little tiny things you do, and everybody sees it. But in, as also of my time away from RSC, I've been working my way through the unreduced Shakespeare. I've been doing Shakespeare's clowns. I played Elbow in Measure for Measure at A Noise Within, and I played Lancelot, Gobbo, and Hortensio at Kingsman Shakespeare Festival in Thousand Oaks. And then just this last summer, I played Malvolio in Twelfth Night. And I won a Ceni Award. Which
a Ceni? The coveted Ceni?
The coveted Ceni.
What was the Ceni?
It's one guy with a website, stageceneLA.com, and at the end of every season, he gives out his awards for who he thinks was best. So
it's a distinguished award voted on by literally one member of the community.
That's right.
The theater committee.
And
that's
I'll all. Cling to it till my dying day.
The guy with the website is Michael's dad, by the way.
Not true.
I'm Adam Richman, star of all the great books abridged at the St. Louis Repertory Theater, host and executive producer of Man vs. Food Nation, amazing kisser, sharp dresser, and all-around nice guy. And you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? This week, our Black Friday Thanksgiving holiday weekend begins with performances of the Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged at the Blumenthal Center in Charlotte, North Carolina. Then we take it to Fort Worth, Texas, St. Louis, Missouri, Anchorage, Alaska, and on December 5th, Michael Faulkner, Mick Orff, and Dustin Sullivan begin their three-week run of the Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged at San Diego Repertory Theater in San Diego, California. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information.
This is only now the second year we've been doing the Christmas show. We premiered it in 2011. In December, it premiered at the Merrimack Repertory Theater in Lowell, Massachusetts, and it broke box office records there. We were the number third best selling show in the entire history of MRT, and whatever it is, over 25 year history.
Don't we break records every time we go there?
We do, and as it happens, we're also the number one best selling show in Merrimack Rep history. That's the America show, and that's a record likely not to be beat because we actually ran that for 6 weeks instead of the normal three and a half or four. So, neener. But but it's also that we were also their number one best-selling holiday show of all time. I hope all these numbers, I hope, carry on to San Diego. But so this is the second year we're doing it. We're having to come back after 10 months, relearning again. It's been fun to relearn it for me. For you guys, it's what's it like? I mean, how does it compare learning this show, performing this show with the other shows? Any thoughts?
Well, I mean, in the past previous couple shows, Hollywood and sports, first of all, I knew nothing about sports, so that was just hard to remember.
Right.
This one is a breeze. It's so much fun, and it's just like, and it has a heart to it. I mean, I'm an old softy, but I'm like, you know, I'm near tears every night. It's moving.
It really is. I mean, I would say actively, like, there's not as much sweat coursing down your body at the end of the run, but there's a lot more touching moments. When we were watching you guys do the show last night to kind of, you know, see cues and things, and it really was at the very end when Reed comes on and kind of has his moment of Mary saying, "Isn't this a beautiful thing?" It's like, wow, what is this experience?
Yeah, well, I've got something.
You sucked me in with your humor. Damn you, Little Shakespeare Company, and now you're making me weep.
And now I have something in my eye. I don't know what that is.
It does seem to be. I mean, I think there's, as Reed often says, thank God there's no accounting for taste. But I do, think also we kind of hit that sweet spot of what people expect from the Reduced Shakespeare Company, doing a show about all the winter holidays. But we also kind of surprise them a little.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Just like all the topics, you can't make fun of a topic without honoring it in some way. And you honor the topic.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. You get all the payoffs of all the things you expect from an RSC show with the, you know, the panto and the zaniness and the quick costume changes and fast pace and lots of laughs and the three characters with their points of view. Yeah. But then you sprinkle a little Christmas magic on top.
Just a light dusting.
A light dusting. Well,
that's what that was.
Yes.
Now, what sort of natural disasters can we expect this time in San Diego? Because every time we go there, there's a fire or an earthquake or something. Michael, what do you have planned?
Well, it is going to be an issue because, you know, the whole premise of the Christmas show is that there's this major winter weather happening, these storms and stuff. But in my past I've been to San Diego. This will be my fourth time to San Diego with an RSC show. And the first two times, there were wildfires happening, and there was literally ash raining on downtown San Diego. Yeah. It was like being in the set of Blade Runner.
It was scary. We opened the window curtains and the next morning, we were like, oh my God, nuclear winter. What the hell happened?
Yeah.
Also, I know I hate to talk about myself, but don't forget also that how many times when I'm in a new show, natural disasters follow me. I just was through a hurricane in New Jersey. What if I bring something unfortunate with me?
Some of your East Coast weather. Yeah, well, that's like a fire alarm went off on your first performance up at Merrimack Rep last year. Michael had a kidney stone, was passing a kidney stone in your first performance of sports.
Yep. Me and Reed once at Walnut Creek, we had an earthquake hit while we were on stage. And we had an earthquake hit on the stage in San Diego while we were doing Shakespeare with Rippy a couple of years ago.
Oh, gosh. This bodes entirely well.
We were in Bloomington, Illinois, there was an earthquake in Illinois.
Really?
The night before we did a show.
Yeah. And we were the only people that knew what it was because we lived in California.
Right.
We all woke up in our hotel room at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and we weren't together or anything, but the next morning we all were like, did you have an earthquake? What the hell? We're in the middle of Illinois.
And the Indianians, they all looked they were freaked out. But all of us were like, hey, it's nothing. That was like a 2.
Yeah.
We mocked them. Will the earth move when the Reduced Shakespeare Company comes to San Diego?
It'll move for us. Will it move for you?
Have you ever played San Diego, Dustin?
I never have. No, I've been there for literally half a day to go to the zoo. So I am fresh and excited, ready to go.
We were doing Bible in San Diego. I think it was me, Jerry, and Brent. And there was one night where we couldn't get my pants back on after the opening. So we were late for the song. And so
the opening of the Bible show starts with all of us wearing nothing but fig leaves, parental guidance suggested.
So the lights came up, there was no music, and I had to yell from the wings, I can't get my pants on!
Yeah.
And
I think we've all been there.
Yeah, finally we come out and somebody, you know, some guy drew his attention to himself in the front rows. They were like, well, what, you want to be in the show? And he goes, no, that's okay. Well, what do you do? I'm a Baptist minister.
Ooh.
At the Bible show. We're like, oh, okay, this show's off on the wrong foot. We might as well quit while we're ahead. Another time we were doing...
But then that same Baptist minister
came up to us after the show and said, can I get the script? I want to do this with my youth at church. This is great. There's so much good stuff in here, he said.
So that was good. Well, and also, I remember this.
I think he was a First Baptist, not a Southern Baptist. There is a difference.
Okay. I remember also that at least it happened once when I was there, and it sounds like it happened when you guys were there, too. So there's something about the big theater at San Diego Repertory Theater. They possibly keep it just a little too warm because at a matinee, I think it was the America show, a kid just was asleep. He was just asleep. like a tween kid, old kid. And so we just literally stopped the show. Shh, don't. And I got my phone out. I took a picture of the poor kid. And of course, the silence in the theater woke him up.
Ah.
but that could be a note for John Anderson and San Diego Rep. We might want to bring the temperatures just a little down. Keep the comedy fresh.
Yeah.
You know,
do what Letterman does. Keep it at 55 degrees.
That's right.
You know, another San Diego story. The very first time we were there was with books. And I think it was Jerry and Matt Croak and I. And we had normal latecomers come in right where they're supposed to. And then literally 20 minutes into the show, we had a second round of latecomers. And we had to, Croak stopped. We had to stop because it was like literally, we're like, what are you doing? It is 20 minutes late. And then they said, well, what did we miss? And Croak turned to me and Jerry and he goes, you want to show them? And so impromptu, on Croak's suggestion, we had to say yes, we're improvisers. We went back and we did like Hamlet style the first 20 minutes of the book show with just bits and pieces of all the first five sketches. Just bam, 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 bam. It was magic and we could never do it again.
Yeah.
Can't recreate that.
Well, God knows what's going to happen at San Diego Repertory Theater this time with the Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your San Diego memories via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans on our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks as always to webmaster Matt Rippey, Wales Vagina Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout out this week goes to Helen Kirk. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Adam Richman, host of Man vs. Food, Man vs. Food Nation, and Adam Richman's Best Sandwich in America on the Travel Channel. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 311 933rds of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Reed Martin, you're a veteran San Diegan. You went to UC San Diego as a grad student. Do you have any forecasts for what the guys can expect in San Diego while they're performing the Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged?
Yes, I think the forecast calls for uproarious laughter at 8 p.m.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less.